Hey everyone, Exertion here. For some reason you tuned in for Thorin's YouTube channel. I'm not really sure why, but enjoy.
The X factor in the energy department for me is obviously Gamer Subs, isn't it? My caffeine source of choice. But did you know, if you also want to enjoy delicious Gamer Subs flavors without the caffeine, so you don't have too much in one day, I like to just have one portion of caffeine earlier in the day. At the end of the day, I have the AFK plan to go to bed. But if I want to have it, more interesting water while having my meals, then how about try flavors like Bloodlust and Grandpa's Ashes? Check out what the flavors are on the website. I think they're actually legitimately delicious. Now, my code is obviously the X factor in saving you 10% off your order. So just use the code Thorin, T-H-O-R-I-N. People beginning with T are obviously the ones who deliver in this case. Now, when you talk about spirit, most people just focus almost myopically on Donk. What is Donk score? Did Donk top frag? Because let's face it, he's the best player, maybe the best player ever. He is one of the highest impact players Counter-Strike has ever seen. He is the clear star of Team Spirit, and he is their best piece. These are all legit reasons for you to focus on him, etc. But that's to see how the top end of the team is doing. The problem is, he's not the X factor, because he practically always delivers, doesn't he? He delivers with such an insane frequency. I don't think I've actually ever seen it from a player, except maybe early Neo in 1.6. And he got to have a few years where he played the Lancer Online circuit, where actually his team just wasn't good enough to put him in relevance in the international scene. It's actually uncanny to me how well Donk has played at prestige events and big pressure matches, etc., etc., so early in his career. We're only going into the third year of him being a pro at the top of Tier 1 now. Then after Donk, let's be real, I would say they look at what Shiro does. They just would flame Shiro if he didn't have good numbers, because he doesn't have the flashy style of player. Then Zontix, he also wouldn't have big numbers often. Shiro would have them more often, but Zontix would rarely have big numbers. And he was never a player who was super flashy, and his numbers were never gaudy. So it was very easy after Donk and Shiro, if they carried the game, sometimes there'd be a two-man army, to go, right, it's Zontix is the reason why. Then if somehow someone looked past Zontix and knew a bit more about team structure, then they would look at Magix or Zwei, depending on which era we're talking about here, because he wasn't the star or the in-game leader in the case of those two players, at least Magic before this lineup. And then maybe some people, after all of that, flamed Chopper and Halley. Okay, some people, I think that's pretty much a minority at that point in time, though. Most people just look at the top of the scoreboard, don't they? Well, now with this big off-season gamble, I feel like people have they've taken the wrong path again. The misdirections there, like they've followed the red herring of just looking at the incoming players and the outgoing players. So when they've done this gamble, I talked about in my video, of bringing back Magix and Zontix who were benched, but with Magix taking over Chopper's role as the IGL and Zontix coming back for Zwei, now people massively focus on those two players and they ask the questions, can Magix be a good IGL? As good an IGL as Chopper? They go, can Zontix be good? If he's good, why was he benched? And besides, he never really fragged that much anyway. I think they are completely missing the point. Because in my opinion, the real win condition this year that wasn't there last year for Spirit is Tanir, the Belarusian player, not Belarusian, Belarusian player who joined this team, but only now is being activated and put into the roles where he actually can be a star like he was in Heroic. And I'm just going to go and say it right now. If he is that sort of player, he will bring Spirit trophies this year. I would say multiple, if not a lot of trophies. I actually think that is the main consideration, and I think this roster and lineup has the real potential to do it. And you've already seen a little hint of it in the initial games in the Blast Bounty. Because the problem was, think about old Spirit and how they got their success. They used to be able to win in 2024 with the original lineup, but outside of Katowice early in the year when they caught everyone by surprise, it was largely by slim margins. And with Donk putting up the best numbers in CS history in some of the biggest tournaments. So it wasn't really actually as a team as impressive really as some of the other teams that have dominated. And then in 2025 in season one, they just rarely ever won because Vitality won everything, didn't they? And they didn't have to face Vitality in the first Blast Bounty, etc. So they were clearly just among the pack of teams chasing Vitality. And actually by the end of the first season, you have to say people like, I mean, Falcons, Mouse, they were ahead of Spirit. Then in season two, the latter part of last year, They won early on, but that was with one, Vitality having sort of a post-major hangover and not even having to face Spirit in the big semis in the elimination games. And then also with the Zwei edition, people missed this. At Cologne, he just had normal Magics-esque numbers. It wasn't even him doing anything. And then, yes, he played well at Blast Bounty, but everyone played well at Blast Bounty. So if you don't know, Cologne was everyone having very similar numbers to what you'd expect. And then Donk going even more above and beyond with some like historic numbers. Blast Bounty was everyone played out their mind. Donk, everyone all the way down had more than you'd expect, including Chopper and Zwei. So these weren't scenarios that you can replicate. Again, you can't ask Donk to have a 1.45, 1.4, 1.5 rating at all big tournaments. It's not going to happen, even for him. You can't ask Chopper and Zwei to have numbers at the number level they were having, or Zontix, etc. It's just not plausible that they're going to be able to get it done. Then everyone forgets they couldn't actually initially bring Tenere in. That's why actually no one was sad when he got brought in, because they had a whole bunch of tournaments with the roster that had won Cologne and Blast Bounty Season 2. The problem was they fucking sucked. They had zero top four finishes. They even bombed out super early at EWC, which is a massive money tournament, the one that was won by Mongols, obviously. Then Tenere came in, but remember, his numbers were way less and he was certainly no star. Let's look at them. So he came in. This is just very humdrum. T-side rating humdrum. Not even particularly good on CT side. He's getting killed on average more than he frags. He's got a negative round swing. These are just not particularly good ADR for such a good rifler. Firepower. There's nothing going on here, boys. Against top teams, he's not good. He's not even good against the top 20 and the top 30 teams. There's just nothing. And you look elsewhere, you had massive numbers still from Donk. Shiro was still good. Obviously, these weren't the players in the team. So you think to yourself, oh, okay, I guess he wasn't the answer then. Bad move, right? Why did they make this signing? But that's the problem. Yes, it looked like the Zwei move. You brought in a person who's supposed to be a more skilled player. I mean, let's be real. Zwei is more skilled than Magix. Tenere is more skilled than Zontix. But the problem was they didn't provide what the previous guy did. Zontix had like a pretty cool CT side impact that rounded out the squad. He would win some clutches. You did have Magix adding in things to the team previously that actually Zwei couldn't particularly do and didn't have the smarts for and probably didn't make calls that I imagine Magic's made. And he certainly wasn't the sacrificial lamb in the same way in terms of like dropping guns and playing with really trash weapons. So the problem is when you didn't add what the previous guy did and you didn't frag particularly much more, I mean, those are very pedestrian numbers. I think most people just thought, right, okay, it's simple. Tenere failed. Or, you know, he couldn't hack the pressure, or he was just overhyped, or he was gassed when he was in Heroic. But here's the problem. The eye test comes to the rescue again, boys. If you ever watch the eye test, I don't even mean just VODs. You can watch VODs, but also go watch POVs of these players if they get put up on YouTube or the demos are out there. Go and watch just their POV for the whole game. This guy's skills are legit. I will vouch for them. He is not even just a good player. He has really nice mechanics. Like, this guy has some of the best rifle mechanics in Counter-Strike. Obviously not because of Donk, because spoiler, nobody's as good as Donk in that sense. He can make some insane players, and he would still even show glimpses of it in this team, but something was holding him back, something was repressing him, something didn't work about the dynamic, he wasn't comfortable, he didn't look comfortable, quite frankly. Now, I'll tell you another reason I know that he actually is a really skilled player. Here's why. This is him during the entire time in 2025. He was in Heroic. It was basically for just over 9 months. Over 9 months on 74 maps, he has a mega HLTV rating, bonkers T-side numbers, strong CT numbers, KPR, a stat you cannot fake in my opinion, is mega. Deaths, quite similar. Way better stats across the board. Way better ADR, round swing, look at the firepower. Then you go against top teams. You only played 14 maps against top five opponents. Shitty little Heroic against top five opponents on 14 maps. He was almost a 1.2 rating. His numbers are mega consistent against all levels of opposition. This guy, what we have to do if we're in Spirit is replicate this. It's not that, oh, because he's in a different team, he can't do it. I think he can. The question is, how do we create the environment where he can replicate this? And that is the point of this video. Because I think that what people are missing is he was basically filling Zontix's spots because, as they've talked about in interviews, it's implied they didn't want to kick Zontix and maybe even Magix. It's actually implied that they knew these moves needed to be done. At the time, you can't chuck someone out like Chopper out of his role. Zontix had whatever it was going on. You could say it was burnout, whatever it was, they need to bring him out. And they implied they just picked up Zwei quickly. And then Tenere, I think, was always the long-term move, but you just brought him out. When the Zwei move wasn't that great, you decided, right, actually, now's my time to move on from Chopper. I've never thought he was a great IGL or even the brains of the team. I always thought that was more Halley and that they lived off insane openers from Donk. So I actually think these moves make a lot of sense. I did my whole video about why I think these are great gambles. But crucially, people missed it that because of who each person came in for, I think he did end up just being given, because it was the last couple of tournaments of the year, right? There's Zontix's spots on certain maps if you're Tenere, and those did not suit him, in my opinion. So crucially, to me, you have already seen in the opening game that he's now playing more suitable roles. Actually, I just did an episode of Overcommed with King T and Ted, the analyst, on screen. We pull up like one of those overviews with the little circles moving around for the players. You see on a nuke game how he actually is freed up a little bit more on T side. On CT side, he plays much better spots for him. You've already seen Zontix is getting back his spots. Magix is the IGL and is going to be more the chopper role. And now you have freed up Tenere to be the kind of player, I think, that can be the win condition when activated on LAN. Now, obviously, here's the quick questions to run down to see if that matters. Can Magix be as good as Chopper? I think it's a solid gamble, but I also don't think the bar's particularly high. Can Zontix play the way he used to? Well, yeah, he's got his spots back. He's even got less pressure on him in some ways, and there's more fragging elsewhere. So I also think he frags more than Magix and Chopper. And so if there's more fragging elsewhere as well from Tenere, it's going to be more than enough for Zontix to play the game we used to see him play before. So the real question, I'll circle back to it, just becomes, can Tenere be the player he was in Heroic? Because if he can, Spirit won't just be good, they will be super dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Like, they could have firepower comparable to Falcons, Furia, Vita, the best teams in the world. Because if you don't know, this guy was more of a late round impact player on the T side. He had monster T side numbers, as I just showed you, that 1.22 T side rating in Heroic. This is a guy where now that he's more freed up on the T side, they're going to be way more dynamic and dangerous on T side, not as sort of boring and predictable. And if you kill Donk, you probably win the round. I think he's going to work really well with Donk and She-Wolf. There's no overlap there, in my opinions. And it used to be depressing to watch Spirit games because you would be focused on Donk. He'd get the most bonkers 2 or 3K opening. And then somehow the round would end with, depending on what route map we're talking about, Chopper or Magix or Zwei just left in a 1v1 or 1v2, and you'd just be like, well, this kind of sucks because they're probably going to lose it, right? If he frags like he can, here's the really scary prospect, because it does this move that's a very subtle move in sports and esports that are team games, which is when you can move people's spots around while still making them do what they're good at and bring in a better player, it can have a knock-on effect on what everyone's level of responsibility is and then what the overall team impact is. So think about the following in the fragging hierarchy. I think he'll be the second best player on the team after Donk. So now suddenly She-Ro, who'll have bonkers numbers for a third star and your AWPer, but not having to be one that's played on, because I don't think they ever massively set him up on T-side anyway. On CT-side, he just does his job. I think this is a guy where, as a third star, he is a mad overqualified for that. He was one of the best second stars in CS, minus majors, semis and finals. Yes, we know that, but also there's not that many AWPers that are amazing in those settings, by the way. He also has a very good rifle, so you can also play a bunch of 5 rifle on T-side too, by the way. Then Zontix now has your same spots, but less of a fragging requirement. And if he can frag it the same way, he's going to again be slightly overqualified. Imagine your fourth best player doing like a 1.06, 1.08 rating, which is what Zontix was capable of. You know what? This is going to be exciting when I say this, if you think about it. That means he becomes your Yuri or Mezzi, an overqualified fourth best player playing potentially supportive positions and roles. Also, by the way, doesn't all of that make Magix's job easier? Hasn't it streamlined the T side? Hasn't it given him more weapons than Chopper had? Hasn't it meant that overall you can just have more from the whole collective and it can work, even though you don't necessarily think of Magix as an IGL, he hasn't got that pedigree, etc. To me, that's the recipe for titles. That's the recipe to win a major with this roster, become the world number one team. I think it's actually on the table. It'll be really interesting, in my opinion, to see this team battle Vitality. Vitality on paper should be the best. Falcons, they still have to convince me that playing style works late in tournaments. Furia are a bit streaky. I need to see them do it at the prestige events. This Spirit team, I think, has the pieces. I think they can actually get it done. And then I always mention this. Let's say Magic's doesn't work out. Then you can just bring Chopper back, keep Zontix and Tanea, keep the rest of the squad. You also have that option if you indeed choose. You can't bring Zwei back anymore because he's in Paravision now. You wouldn't want to, though. But you could bring Chopper back. I don't think you're going to need to. And I'll go one further. I think not only will that mean Tanea in 2026 at the end of the year will be a HLTV top 20 player, I will add a bit of spice onto it. I think he will be top five, and he has an actual chance, if they win enough tournaments, to be top five, to be like the fifth best player. Look, in terms of role, maybe not identically the same, but like what Rops was in Vitality to Ziwu and Vitality, he can be that to Donk and to Team Spirit. So I think this is fabulously exciting.
If you've heard that I'm a bad man, it's only in the Jamaican sense. Well, you know what? Here's my posse that's keeping me held down. And that's, of course, my Patreon community, the Skrilluminati. So this video and the others on my channel are brought to you in association with Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ben Glass, Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore. A special thanks goes out always to my main man, Jerky's Minion, and American Yone. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? Would you like to take part in one of those lengthy donated discussions with me where you set the topics? Do you want teasers, find out who the upcoming interview subjects are? Maybe you want to ask me a question in my video AMA? Well, if any of the above perks tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where at the Patreon link in the description box below. Booyah!